哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to our brothers and sisters。
今天晚上我们要讲的题目是祷告如香。
Our topic for this evening is prayer like incense。
我们基督徒常常会祷告。
Christians pray often。
神是看不见的。
God is invisible to our eyes。
怎么样来跟他讲话呢
？How do we communicate with him？
这时候透过祷告。
It is through prayer。
怎么样体验神的恩典呢？
How do we experience the grace of God?
也要透过祷告。
Through prayer.
圣经用很多不同的这个形容祷告。
The Bible has used many different words to describe prayers.
有人说祷告好像跟神讲话。
Some say prayer is like communicating with God.
有人说祷告很像呼吸一样很重要。
Some say prayer is like breathing, it's important to our life.
但是圣经也用一个比喻，就是祷告要好像香一样的香。
There's also an example in the Bible saying that prayer is like incense, just as fragrant.
我们请看诗篇141篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 141.
诗篇141篇。
Psalms 141.
第一到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
诗篇141篇第一节。耶和华，我曾求告你，求你快快临到我这里。我求告你的时候，愿你留心听我的声音。第二节，
Two.
愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求如先晚祭。
Verse 1, I call upon thee, O Lord, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee. Verse 2, let my prayer be counted as incense before thee, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice.
这里告诉我们，祷告要得到神的垂听，有两个秘诀。
Here gives us two secrets to having God listening to our prayer.
今天晚上我们就来讲这两点。
And this will be the focus of our evening service.
第一个秘诀就是要祷告要如香。
First is to have our prayer be counted as incense.
为什么祷告好像烧香一样呢？
Why is our prayer likened to an incense?
我们来看新约的这个启示录第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Verse 8, and when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and with golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
这里约翰在异象里面看到四个活物，还有24位长老。
Here, John saw a vision and he saw 24 elders and four living creatures holding golden bowls.
这个是什么东西呢？
What is this?
四活物跟24长老就是预表成全很完美的圣徒。
The four living creatures and the 24 elders refer to complete and a perfect saints.
神特别喜欢他们。
God loved them.
为什么特别喜欢他们呢？
Why would God love them?
因为他们有带两样东西给神。
Because they brought two gifts to God.
第一个就是他们在神面前呢、常唱歌，拿着琴在神面前唱歌赞美神。
First, they will be holding a harp and singing praises to God.
唱诗跟普通唱流行曲不一样。
Singing hymns is different from singing pop songs.
唱流行曲是为了自己的快乐而听而唱的。
When you sing pop songs, you're amusing yourself.
那唱诗的是赞美神。
But when you sing hymns, you're praising God.
神听了会很高兴。
And God will be happy to hear it.
我们的灵魂也会得到造就。
And our souls will be edified.
那另外一种东西神很喜欢的呢？
Another thing that God loved.
就是盛满了香的金炉。
Golden bowls full of incense.
这个炉啊，好多香在上烧啊。
There are incense burning in these bowls.
那么这个代表圣徒的祈祷。
And these represent the prayers of the saints.
所以祷告要得到神的垂听。
So in order to have God listen to our prayers,
要好像烧香一样。
We must be likened to burning incense.
那么什么烧香啊？
What does it mean to burn an incense?
烧怎么样的香才神会垂听呢？
What kind of incense do we need to burn?
我们请看出埃及记第三十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记第三十章第三十四节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 34.
从三十四节开始看起。
Starting from verse 34.
三十四节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他佛。”这里第一个香料用来做香的，叫做拿他佛。
Here it says to take sweet spices stacked.
啊，这个什么叫拿他佛呢
？What is a stacked？
原来啊，拿他佛是以前的一种树的一个树胶啊，树的这个脂肪那种 gum drop。
It is a sort of a gum drop from a tree。
啊，这个非常有属灵的教训在里面。
There are spiritual teachings in this。
我们知道，像树怎么样可以取得它的这个树的这个树胶呢？
How do you take the resins of a tree?
啊，譬如说橡胶树，你怎么拿到它树的橡胶呢
？For example, a rubber trees. How do you take the rubber out of the tree?
你用刀子把树割下。
You have to use a knife and cut on the bark.
然后呢，一滴一滴的这个树胶啊，就会流出来。
And there will be liquid drop flowing out from the cuts.
而这种树的树胶啊，特别的香。
And the resin from this tree is very fragrant.
所以这个树的这个香料啊，这个就可以用来做给神的这个香的这个材料。
And therefore, stacked can be used as one of the spices to burn.
同样的，这个告诉我们。
Same teaching.
我们祷告怎么可以打动神的心呢
？How would our prayer move God?
我们祷告用嘴巴讲还不足够。
Using our mouth to speak the words is not enough.
我们要用我们的心来向神求。
We must pray with our heart.
但是有时候说啊，我们以后自己都心情不好了，怎么会祷告呢
？Sometimes we say that we're in a foul mood. How can we pray?
有时候自己都很多问题了，怎么会为人祷告呢
？Sometimes we encounter so many problems. How do we pray on behalf of others?
但是圣经告诉我们，刚刚好相反。
Bible tells us the very opposite.
如果我们自己在受伤啊
，If you are hurting yourself,
反而我们为别人祷告
，and you pray for others,
反而会更有功效。
In fact, your prayer will be more effective.
我们看主耶稣的例子。
Let's see an example from our Lord Jesus. 啊，
路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
主耶稣在十字架上讲了七句话。
On the cross, our Lord Jesus spoke seven sentences.
这是所谓的十架上的七句这个圣言。
The seven holy words from the mouth of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在十字架上面讲什么话呢
？What did our Lord Jesus said when he was crucified?
第一句就是三十四节。
The first thing he said is in verse 34.
二十三章三十四节。
Chapter 23, verse 34.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Verse 34, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
主耶稣讲这句话的时候，受着最大的痛苦。
The first sentence that Jesus spoke, he was hurting.
他全身被鞭打过了。
He has been whipped.
超过四十条这个钉痕，这个鞭痕。
There are more than 40 lashes on him.
头部被荆棘的冠冕压过。
There is a crown of thorns on his forehead.
整个头都在流血。
His head would be bleeding.
脸被人家打过。
He has been slapped.
脸已经肿起来。
And his face was swollen.
现在手跟脚都被用厚厚的钉子钉在木头上面。
Now that both his hands and feet were being nailed to a cross with a long nail.
挂在十字架上面。
He was crucified.
太阳很大。
It was hot.
天气很热。
It was warm.
主耶稣嘴巴很渴。
Lord Jesus was thirsty.
主耶稣最受伤害的时候。
At the moment when he was hurting.
主耶稣没有埋怨。
The Lord Jesus did not complain.
主耶稣没有骂那些兵丁。
He did not scold the soldiers.
没有说你们这些人以后下地狱，你就知道。
He did not curse these people to go to hell.
主耶稣反而讲一句话。
On the other hand,
说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
这个就是主耶稣跟其他人不一样的地方。
This is the difference between Jesus and others.
因为他是神成为肉身。
He is God manifested in the flesh.
他有最大的爱。
He has the greatest love.
他可以赦免别人不能赦免的。
He can forgive others when others could not.
他在最受伤害的时候，反而向神祷告，主啊，神那里赦免他们吧。
At the moment when he was hurting the most, he was able to forgive others.
这种祷告最蒙神垂听。
This is the kind of prayer that God likes.
有时候我们觉得别人得罪我们，我们很难赦免别人。
Sometimes we feel that when others had offended us, it is difficult for us to forgive them.
但是我们学主耶稣的祷告。
But let us follow this example of Jesus.
我们怎么可以赦免别人呢
？How do we forgive others?
我们有两个很重要的观念。
There are two things we need to hold on to.
第一个观念。
First.
别人如果得罪你
，If others offend you.
其实不单只是得罪你。
It is not that they offended you.
他更得罪了神。
They have also offended God.
像那些兵丁在钉主耶稣。
For example, when the soldiers were nailing Jesus to the cross.
其实是得罪神啊。
They have actually offended God.
所以这个不是得罪我而已。
So they are not only offended you.
所以这是神的问题啊。
This is bigger. It pertains to God.
第二点。
2.
他们不知道在做什么。
They know not what they were doing.
如果别人知道的话，他就不会这样做了。
If they know what they were doing, they wouldn't do it.
那么他们不了解道理。
Because they don't understand the truth.
不认识主耶稣。
They do not know Jesus.
才会这样做啊。
That is why they will offend you.
知道的话就不会这样做。
If they knew, they would not offend you.
所以如果我们记得这两点。
If you remember these two points.
第一，他不是得罪我，他得罪神了。神啊，求神原谅他。
First, I have not offended you. They have offended God. Therefore, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
第二，他们的眼睛蒙蔽了，所以不晓得。我们求神怜悯他。
Second, their eyes have been covered, so they don't know what they were doing. We ask God to forgive them.
所以主耶稣给我们最好的榜样。
Our Lord Jesus has set the best example for us to follow.
你想想看，如果在十字架上面已经痛得很辛苦了。
Imagine this, being on the cross, you are hurting.
如果你还要很生气，哇，恨他们，骂他们，我想主耶稣可能会更辛苦。
And you're in pain. So if you are on the cross and you have to yell and be angry, I'm sure you'll be hurting more.
所以主耶稣受伤了。
And Lord Jesus was wounded.
但是主耶稣愿意把这个伤害化成祷告。
But he was willing to turn this pain into prayer.
这种祷告就很香。
And this is a fragrant prayer.
他自己，主耶稣一定会觉得担子也比较轻。
And our Lord Jesus will feel that his burden has lightened.
另外一个人也是一样。
Another example.
我们看约伯记42章。
Let's turn to Job 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Job 42.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约伯记四十二章第十节。
Job chapter 42 verse 10. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
约伯被神试炼。
Job was being tested and tried by God.
被魔鬼攻击。
He was under the attack of Satan.
他的三个朋友本来要来鼓励他。
His three friends came to encourage him.
但是这三个朋友讲那些话很没有道理。
But the words spoken by his three friends were not comforting at all.
他们的理论是这样。
This is what they said.
你今天遇到这个事情那么不幸。
Today such unfortunate things happen to you.
你失去一切钱。
You have lost all your possessions.
失去所有的儿女。
You have lost your children.
失去你的健康。
You have lost your health.
一定是你犯了罪。
It is because you have sinned.
不然的话，你不会遇到这些事情。
Otherwise, you wouldn't have met such things.
约伯，他听了这些话，很伤啊。
Job, when he heard these words, he was hurt.
魔鬼攻击他，让他生病，失去儿女，他也没有埋怨。
Satan attacked him, giving him illnesses, letting him lose his children all in one day. He did not complain.
但是他朋友所讲这些话，却让他心都很伤，他就很不高兴。
But the words spoken by his friends hurt him the most.
所以有时候谁会伤害我们
？So sometimes we're the ones who hurt us the most.
有时候跟我们越亲近的人呢，不小心讲那些话，伤我们很深。
It is actually people who are close to us when they spoke words without thinking.
所以我们也不要随便的来论断别人。
So let us not pass judgment on others.
你遇到这个事情，一定是你犯罪了。
We shouldn't say that these things happen to you because you have sinned.
不一定的。
That may not be true.
你看约伯，他是最完美的人。
Look at Job. He could be considered a perfect man.
神自己说他毫无罪恶，他是义人啊。
Even God himself said that Job is one without blame. And one who has not sinned.
但是魔鬼想要攻击他，败坏他的信心。
Yet Satan wanted to hurt him, to corrupt him.
神要证明给魔鬼看，就算他失去一切，他也不会离开我。
And God wanted to prove to Satan that even if Job had lost everything, he would not offend God.
所以最后约伯得胜了。
And in the end, Job was triumphant.
约伯得胜也代表神也得胜了。
The triumph of Job is the same as God's triumph.
那么约伯他怎么样改变他的环境呢？
How did Job change what happened to him?
这里约伯没有为自己祷告。
Here Job did not pray for himself.
他先为三个伤害他的朋友祷告。
He first prayed for his three friends who hurt him the most.
结果呢，神就使约伯从苦境中赚回来。
And therefore, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job.
有时候你拼命为自己祷告。
Sometimes when you pray for yourself,
其他人我不管了，我没有空理别人了。
And you do not care about others because you don't have the time.
我的问题那么多，我哪有空理别人？
You have so much problems, you'd rather focus on yourself.
我自己祷告都来不及了。
So you would not even think about others.
但是有时候拼命为自己祷告，反而没有功效。
Sometimes when you pray for yourself so hard, your prayers were ineffective.
但是另外一个方面转过来。
On the other hand,
我自己没有错，我受伤。
It is true that I have been hurt.
我也需要别人关心。
I need others to care for me.
同时间，我也为别人祷告。
At the same time, you pray for others.
只有为别人祷告，反而自己得到神的垂听。
When you pray for others, your prayers were actually heard by God.
这个就是第一个香料，就是拿他佛。
This is the first fragrance.
啊，第二个原料呢
？Second spice.
我们看回来，出埃及记三十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
啊，三十章第三十四节，第二个香料叫做拿啊，这叫做施洗列。
Second spice is onycha.
啊，什么叫施洗列呢
？What is an onycha？
施洗列啊，是一种软体的这个贝壳类的动物。
It is actually a soft shell.
啊，它的壳啊，把它磨成粉。
If you were to grind the shell,
这种粉呢，烧起来了就会很香嘛。
And burned it, it actually give off fragrance.
所以这个代表什么
？What does this mean?
代表我们在试炼当中啊，自己在苦难当中祷告最迫切，神最垂听。
It represents that in times of our trials, God will listen to our prayers.
啊，以赛亚书四十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 48.
啊，以赛亚书四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
以赛亚书四十八章第十节，我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子；你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
Chapter 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined you, but not like silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction.
啊，这里主耶稣，这里神呢、啊，让有个比喻说苦难的炉。
Here it mentions the furnace of affliction.
啊，有时候就问信徒信的主了，为什么还会遇到苦难呢
？Some people may ask, we have believed in the Lord. Why are we still facing affliction?
为什么好像很不顺利的样子呢
？Why is it that everything that we do is not prosperous?
为什么好像神没有祝福呢
？Why is it that God has not blessed us?
刚刚相反。
It is actually the opposite.
因为神祝福才让你遇到困难。
It is God's blessing that you face afflictions.
这里说啊，熬炼银子要用炉啊。
Here says to refine silver, it needs to be put into a furnace.
熬炼金子用最热的火炉。
To refine gold, you need high temperature.、
哦、在南非的时候看过个金矿，它在熬炼金子的时候，那个炉啊一打开，哇，那个热气啊，你在十米之外都感觉得到那个热气。
When I was in South Africa, I visited a gold mine, and I saw them refining gold. When they open up the furnace, you can feel the heat 10 meters away.
啊，四五千度的高温，把什么东西都融掉了。
It's about 4,000 to 5,000 degrees, and it's very hot and melts everything.
倒出来的完全是金的金子，其他的 impurity 以及其他杂质已经融掉了。
And whatever that is poured out of the furnace is pure gold. All the impurities have been burnt off.
所以这里说我们的信心需要熬炼。
So it tells us our faith needs to be refined.
什么可以熬炼我们呢
？What can try us?
苦难的炉。
The furnace of affliction.
所以啊，这个施洗列啊，就是在我们最困难的时候，但是我们会很认真的祷告主。
So this onycha, it represents that in times of our trials, we would pay more attention to our prayers.
啊，主耶稣遇到最大的熬炼是什么呢
？What is the greatest affliction that our Lord Jesus faced?
啊，就是主耶稣在科西玛利园。
It is the time when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
啊，第二十六章第四十节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 40.
四十节读到四十三节。
Verse 40 to verse 43.
啊，听着我。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. And he came to the disciples, found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? 41. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. 42. Again, for the second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass until I drink it, thy will be done." 43. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy.
没有人喜欢受苦。
Nobody loves to be in affliction.
主耶稣当时带着肉体。
Our Lord Jesus was in the flesh.
他知道明天要面对人世间最痛苦的苦难，就是十字架。
He understood the next day he has to face the greatest affliction of all, the crucifix.
他要被钉。
He will be nailed onto it.
被打。
He will be whipped.
被鞭。
He will be slapped.
被吐口水。
He will be mocked.
被神离弃。
And he will be deserted by God.
最大的苦难都会在他一个人身上。
The biggest affliction will come upon him.
他知道他自己一个人要面对。
He knew he had to face it alone.
他很害怕。
He was afraid.
所以他祷告。
So he prayed.
他祷告的开始是说，最好如果可以的话，最好不要喝这个杯了。
And when he first prayed, he said that if possible, let this cup pass me.
这个是祷告最开始的一个状态。
This is the very first prayer that he did.
每个人都是这样。
Every one of us go through the same.
我们一开始祷告一定是神啊，我想怎么样，我想怎么样。
When we first pray to God, we would always say, God, I want this and I want that.
那什么叫做祷告呢?
But what is prayer?
我们有时候以为祷告就是向神求东西给我，就是祷告。
We often think that prayer is asking God for things.
并不是的。
That is not so.
祷告最高的境界。
The highest level of prayer.
完全把自己磨掉。
Is you grind yourself up.
完全不把自己的意思想在一起。
You never think about your own will.
完全把神的旨意找到了。
You find the will of God.
就是祷告啊。
And that would be prayer.
所以祷告就是肉体跟心灵在打仗啊。
Prayer is the conflict between your physical body and your spirit.
我们来看主意，我们来看这里啊，门徒有跟耶稣在一起。
Here we see that there are disciples together with our Lord Jesus.
我们来看三个状态。
There are three different things.
肉体跟心灵之间不同的力量的状态。
First is the conflict between physical body and spirit.
当肉体的力量大过心灵的力量的时候，
When your physical body is stronger than your spirit,
会什么事情发生？
What would happen?
就好像门徒一样，
It would be likened to the disciples.
虽然来祷告了，还是睡着。
Even though they came to pray, but they fell asleep.
完全麻木了。
They are numb.
对明天的危险一点感觉都没有。
They are not aware of the dangers the very next day.
今天很可惜，很多信徒都是这样。
Unfortunately, many members fall into this category.
当我们的肉体需要强过心灵的需要的时候，
When your physical needs surpass your spiritual needs,
我们只想到肉体。
We only think about our spiritual, our physical body.
想到肉体的舒服。
We only thought about our physical enjoyment.
啊，今生的好处。
The pleasures of current life.
哇，我好忙啊，没有空亲近神啊。
I am so busy, I have no time to draw close to God.
灵性睡着了。
Our spirit fell asleep.
对明天的危险还不知道。
We are unaware of the dangers that we face tomorrow.
另外一个状态呢？
The next situation.
当肉体跟心灵都一样强的时候。
When your physical body is equally strong as your spirit.
肉体要你不要去钉十字架。
The physical body tells you not to be crucified.
灵魂告诉你你要去，因为这是神要你做的事情。
Your spirit tells you you should go because this is God's will.
这个时候最痛苦。
At this time, you struggle the most.
这主耶稣这个挣扎的时候了。
So this is a time when Jesus struggled.
今天很多信徒也是这样。
And many members also fall into this category.
知道道理。
You understand the truth.
行不出来。
You can't do it.
知道神的话语。
You know the words of God.
但是没有力量把它做出来。
You don't have the strength to practice it.
心里在挣扎。
So there's a conflict within you.
这个也是很痛苦的。
This is also painful.
但是痛苦的时候要怎么做呢？
But when you're struggling, what should you do?
主耶稣知道自己的软弱。
Lord Jesus knew his own weakness.
心灵任意，肉体软弱，就是要靠祷告来胜过他。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore, he relied on prayers.
到最后呢？
At the end,
心灵的力量大过肉体的力量。
The strength of his spirit overcomes the strength of his physical body.
46节。
Verse 46.
主耶稣祷告完了。
After our Lord Jesus had finished his prayers,
天使加给他力量。
The angels had given him more strength.
主耶稣说：“起来，我们走吧，卖人子更近了。”
Lord Jesus said, "Rise, let us go. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
这是祷告的力量啊。
This is the strength of a prayer.
祷告的力量是哪里来的呢？
Where did the strength of a prayer come from?
祷告的力量是把自己的意思拿走之后，力量就来了。
The strength of prayer comes from removing your own will, and the will of and the strength of God will come upon you.
还没有拿走的时候，力量不出来的。
Before you take away your own will, the strength cannot come upon you.
拿走了，力量就来了。
Once it is removed, strength will come.
所以祷告很重要。
So it is important for us to pray.
这五天呢、啊？过去五天是我们的学生灵恩会。
In the past 5 days, we have been conducting the student spiritual convocation.
我想起第一天啊，大家学生刚来的时候。
I remember the first day when the students arrived.
祷告啊，对他们来说是很辛苦的事情。
Prayer to them was a very difficult thing.
平常在家里可能一天没有祷告五分钟啊。
Perhaps at home they don't even pray for 5 minutes.
现在呢，早上要祷告半个小时。
And now every morning they have to pray for half an hour.
中午要半个小时。
At lunchtime they pray for half an hour.
晚餐前也半个小时。
And before dinner they pray for half an hour.
睡觉前有20分钟。
And before they sleep they pray for 20 minutes.
一天祷告差不多2个小时。
So they pray about 2 hours a day.
我看你们第一天哦，大概很痛苦的样子。
I see that on the first day, most of you are suffering.
因为肉体的力量很大。
Because your physical body overcomes your spirit.
刚刚去完 ski trip.
So you might have just ended your ski trip.
还想家里的床。
Perhaps you're still thinking about your comfortable bed at home.
但是大家开始有第一个学生得圣灵了。
But when the first student received the Holy Spirit.
哇，大家认真起来了。
Everyone began to pay attention.
得圣灵的反而是最小的小妹妹先得圣灵了。
It's usually the youngest who receive the Holy Spirit first.
大家开始紧张起来了。
So everyone began to get zealous.
怎么可以？我也没有，我也要祷告多一点。
And so they feel that if they don't have the Holy Spirit, we should pay more attention.
后来发觉也没有感觉到，祷告越久越深入的话。
Have you realized that the deeper you go into a prayer,
那个灵的力量越来越大。
You can feel the strength of the spirit getting stronger.
你就忘记肉体的痛苦了。
You will soon forget your physical pains.
你就忘记说啊，时间那么长。
You will soon forget the time had passed.
啊，所以这里没有电动玩具。
Over here, there is no computer games.
但是呢，神的灵啊，让大家得到满足。
But the spirit of God has satisfied you.
所以遇到试炼，不要害怕。
So when you faced afflictions, do not be afraid.
基督徒本来就是很多试炼的。
Christians face afflictions every day.
本来就是一个贝壳，要磨成粉才会香啊。
We're likened to a shell. We have to be ground into powder to give off fragrance.
粉都没有这个原来那个样子了，已经。
To be ground into powder, that means you no longer have your original form.
所以苦难当中的祷告，神最垂听，神最感动。
God will listen to a prayer in times of affliction.
啊，再看回来第三种原料。
The third spice.
啊，出埃及记第三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
第三十章第三十四节
34.
第三种原料叫做洗利比拿
The third spice is galbanum
洗利比拿也是一种树的一个塑胶、啊、
It is also a resin of a tree
这个塑胶呢它的颜色很特别它是纯奶白色的
The color of this resin is milk color
这个塑胶、啊、它当它干了的时候、啊、会成一颗一个颗粒、啊
When it is dried, it is in little beads.
那么它有个特性。
There's a characteristic, special characteristic about it.
塑胶的味道干了之后啊，它这个会除虫，虫子啊都会怕这个味道。
When this resin is dried, even the fragrance that it gives off scares off bugs.
都有点像我们。华人用的那个樟脑啊，樟脑树的这个味道啊，蚂蚁啊，蟑螂啊都会怕。
It is likened to the mothballs that we use.
那么这个什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
我们祷告要怎么得到神的垂听呢
？When we pray, how can we have God listen to our prayers？
我们要祷告求神帮助我们致死我们肉体的情欲。
When we pray, we ask God to put to death of our desires.
我们请看这个提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
二章二十二节
Chapter 2 verse 22
这一句、啊、是我们这一次学生灵恩会的主题
This verse is the theme of our student spiritual convocation
这是过尊贵的生活
To lead a noble life
请读二十二二十三节
Chapter 2 verse 22 to verse 23 So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love and peace along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart 23. Have nothing to do with stupid, senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels.
这里传道人保罗勉励年轻的提摩太。
Here, the apostle Paul encouraged the young preacher Timothy.
第二十二十一节，这里说人如果自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必成为圣洁的器皿，被主所用。
It says in verse 21, if anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he'll be a vessel for noble use.
我们每一个人都是神所拣选的。
We have been elected by God.
我们知道我们去买东西不会买没有用的回来。
We know that when we go to buy something, we won't buy anything that's useless.
起码去买的时候想说大概有什么用途嘛。
At least when you go and buy it, you will think of a use for it.
同样神也会选东西啊。
Same principle, God would also choose his vessels.
神也会选我们呢。
God would choose us.
为什么神选我们呢
？Why did God choose us?
就是因为神想说啊，这个人我选他应该可以怎么用他。
It is because God would think to himself that when I choose this person, there must be some use for him.
我们都是每个人的器皿，不一样的器皿啊。
Each and every one of us is a vessel.
但是器皿有很多。
But there are different kinds of vessels.
不同器皿做不同的用处。
Each vessel has a different use.
像这个杯子会用来喝水的。
For example, this cup is used for drinking.
又用来嘴巴有接触的。
And your mouth must come in contact with it.
所以这个杯子就不应该用来当垃圾桶。
So this mug cannot be used as a garbage can.
不可以放那个厕所的刷子了。
You can't put a brush in it.
是不是？这个要干净的，所以分别出来用来喝水用的。
And this is a mug for drinking, therefore it should be clean.
同样，我们都是杯子。
Similarly, we are all mugs.
但是我们要被主所用。
But we have to be used by the Lord.
就是要过圣洁的生活。
We must lead a consecrated life.
那二十二节这里说啊，要逃避还有追求的事情。
Verse 22 tells us that we should shun some things and aim for others.
这里说逃避少年的私欲。
It says to shun youthful passions.
这里说少年的私欲并不是只有少年才有私欲。
Youthful passions doesn't mean that only the youth have passions.
而是这种私欲呢，从少年时代呢就开始出现了。
Rather, these passions seem to appear when you're at youth.
一直到我们老了，都有会有这种私欲。
Until when you're old, you will still have such passions.
眼睛的情欲。
The desires of the eyes.
肉体的情欲。
The desires of the flesh.
心中的骄傲。
The pride of your heart.
但是保罗说，要妥逃避那些东西。
Impulses to shun all these.
但人的心不可能空的。
But our heart cannot be empty.
我们的心不可能真空状态的。
Our heart cannot be a vacuum state.
你又说不可以看那些不好的电影。
We say that we don't watch films that are bad for us.
不去不好的地方。
We should not go to places that are bad for us.
但心不可能空的。
But your heart cannot be empty.
如果不看那些不好的电影，我们的心就被神的话语充满了。
If we don't watch movies that are bad for us, then our heart must be filled with the words of God.
如果我们不听世俗的音乐的话，
If we don't listen to pop music,
我们就要听属灵的音乐。
Then we must listen to holy music.
不可能完全怎么都不听的。
It is impossible for us not to enjoy any music.
我们不要交不好的朋友。
We say that we should shun from evil friends.
我们就要交一些好的朋友。
We should only have good friends.
教会内的朋友。
Friends of the church.
人不可能没有朋友的。
A person cannot live alone.
所以我们这五天。
So for the past 5 days,
我看看大家。
I looked at everyone.
第一天来大家各有不同的表情啊。
On the first day, there are different, each and every one of your faces.
有小部分很兴奋。
There is a small number of you who looked excited.
大部分都是累累的样子啊。
The majority of you looked very tired.
一开始不晓得环境还不熟。
At the very beginning, you are unfamiliar with your surroundings.
睡得不好。
You may not have a good night's sleep.
厕所要排队。
You have to line up to go to the washroom.
但是呢，过了五天之后呢？
But after 5 days.
因为大家常常一起倾心祷告主。
Because everyone prayed to the Lord fervently.
我看今天大家很喜乐。
I see joy on everyone's faces.
昨天晚上最后一天晚上都不舍得睡觉。
Last night was the last evening, and nobody wants to go to sleep.
我很想睡觉了，你们还不想睡觉。
I wanted to sleep, but nobody wants to sleep.
你们比我还喜乐。
You are more joyful than me.
神在我们心里面，我们就喜乐。
Because when God is in your heart, you will feel joy.
但是怎么会喜乐呢？
But how do you feel joy?
你要把不好的东西赶走。
The first thing you have to do is get rid of the bad things.
就像那个洗利比呢，把那虫赶走啊，把蟑螂赶走啊。
You must be like the spies, Galbanum, to get rid of the bugs.
赶走之后，哇，圣灵充满。
Once you get rid of the bugs, the Holy Spirit will fill you up.
神的话语在我心里。
The words of God will dwell in your heart.
自然喜乐，自然祷告得到垂听。
You will naturally feel joy, and your prayers will be heard by God.
第四个材料。
Fourth ingredient,
or fourth
spice.
看回来，有个出埃及记。
Let's turn back to Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第30章。
Chapter 30。
第30章这里说最后第四种材料叫做这个馨香的香料和净乳香，乳香就是 frankincense 啊。
The fourth spice is pure frankincense。
什么叫树这个乳香呢
？What is a frankincense？
乳香也是一种树的树胶、树枝。
It is also a resin of a tree。
它也是白色的。
It is also white。
很漂亮的。
Very beautiful。
大部分的这个香料，今天大部分的香水都有这个成分在里面。
Majority of the perfumes sold in the market today contains frankincense.
那么，但是呢，这个 frankincense 呢是纯的，是净的，没有加其他东西的。
But this frankincense must be pure without any additives.
没有加工过的。
It has not been processed.
很纯的。
It's very pure.
才可以用来做这个最香的香料。
Only then it can be used to make the most fragrant incense.
这个代表什么
？What does this mean?
我们向神祷告。
We pray to God.
我们向神求东西。
We ask God for things.
我们来到神面前求告他。
We come before Him to pray to Him.
我们动机一定很单纯。
Our motives must be simple.
要体会神的话，动机一定要单纯。
To experience God, you must have a simple motive.
人是看外表。
People see your appearance.
人可以骗。
We can lie to people.
人可以装。
We can deceive others.
那神不能被我们骗。
But we cannot deceive God.
神可以看到我们最里面的那个一面。
God can see the most inner of you.
为什么要来亲近神？
Why did you come close to God?
是为了人的缘故呢？
Is it because of someone?
为了好处的缘故呢？
It is because you hope to get something out of it?
为了表面的原因呢？
Or for a superficial reason?
还是真的很想要进天国，很想得救的恩典？
Or do you truly want to enter into the heavenly kingdom?
祷告也是一样。
Same thing with your prayers.
祷告要蒙神垂听。
Your prayers must be listened by God.
动机很重要。
So your motive is important.
动机纯，神就会听。
If you have a pure motive, God will listen to your prayers.
我们请看新约的雅各书第5章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
新约雅各书第五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
对不起啊，应该是在第四章啊，雅各书第四章。
Sorry, is James chapter 4.
第四章第二节到第三节。
Verses 2 to 3.
雅各书第四章二到三节。
James chapter 4 verse 2, you desire and do not have, so you kill, and you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
这里雅各长老来提醒当时的教会。
Here, James the elder reminded the churches at that time.
当时的教会并不是不祷告。
The churches at those times, it's not that they do not pray.
他们也很祷告。
They prayed.
那祷告什么样呢
？But what were their prayer like?
他们说：“你们求也得不到的了，不要浪费时间了。”
It says, "You ask and you do not receive, so why waste your time?"
因为你们妄求。
This is because you ask wrongly.
又浪费在你的烟乐上面。
And you spend it on your passions.
他们可能求神，神啊，你给我多些钱。
Perhaps they were asking God for money.
让我可以享受多一点。
Or for luxury.
可以活得哇，这个豪华一点。
Or to have a better life.
这样子的这个动机啊，这样就不纯了。
Such motives is not considered pure.
并不是我们基督徒不需要钱。
It is not that we Christians we don't need money.
我们基督徒也需要钱。
We Christians we need money too.
也需要努力的工作，过好的生活。
We still need to work hard to strive for a better life.
如果我们的生命只是为了过物质的好生活的话
，But if our life is just to be spent on physical things,
这个就我们没有办法显出我们跟别人不一样的地方了。
We cannot show that we are different from others.
常常啊，在这个灵会的时候啊，那个问答的时候，有人都会问。
Sometimes during spiritual convocation, people ask me.
到底可不基督徒可不可以买六四九
？Can Christians buy lottery tickets?
其实这个问题了，很多人不问了，自己去买了。
Actually, a lot of Christians don't even bother to ask this question. They just go
and buy the tickets. 有一些比较有良心在提醒他了，就问一下到底可不可以买。
But there are some whose conscience pricked them, so they would ask, "Can we buy lottery tickets?"
有人说我买之前还祷告呢。
There are some people who prayed before they buy the tickets.
你看主啊，现在教会要盖会堂。
They say, they would pray this manner.
给我中国一千万，起码可以捐一半，五百万。
Lord, we are in the midst of buying a new church.
500万起码，起码可以盖五个会堂。
So please let me win at least $10 million. I would donate half of it, which is $5 million. We can perhaps buy 5 chapels.
这样祷告可不可以
？Is this a reasonable prayer?
当然可以祷告，但是神会不会听是另外一个问题啊。
Of course you can pray in this manner, but would God listen to your prayer? That's a different matter.
神是不会听的。
God will not listen to.
为什么呢？我们来想。
Why?
神要我们奉献。
God wants us to offer.
神要我们奉献是看钱份上，还是看我们的心的份上
？When God wants us to offer, does He look at our money or does He look at our heart?
如果我们奉献那些不劳而得来的钱，神会不会喜欢
？Do you think God would be pleased if you were to offer things that you have not worked for?
用赌博性质的钱得回来的东西，神会不会喜欢
？The wealth that you have gained from gambling, do you think God would be happy if you donate those?
神不缺钱啊。
God does not need money.
天地万物都是神的。
Everything in this world belongs to Him.
那么，如果我们从那个赌博性质得来那种利益来奉献的话，神不会很喜欢哦。
If you were to offer God the proceeds of your gambling, then do you think God would be pleased?
虽然嘴巴讲说哦，奉献一半五百万，但是其实自己心里面就是想另外那五百万。
Even though you say, I would donate half of it, $5 million, but you're actually thinking about the other $5 million.
所以这个动机也不纯正。
So your motive is not pure.
如果我们要改善我们的生活
，If you want to change your lifestyle,
都努力的工作
，You must work hard.
亲近神
，Draw close to God.
求神祝福我们
，Ask God to bless you.
一步一步的来
，And you do it step by step.
这个就是脚踏实地的非常纯正的这个动机啊。
This is a pure motive.
所以我们今天也是一样。
Same today.
我们的祷告。
In our prayer,
有人祷告哇！我要有人就问了。
Some people will ask.
以前以利亚，你看很大的神迹啊，求天上那个火都下来了，烧人了，证明神他是神的工人呢、啊。
Historically, Elijah prayed to God, and there is fire came down from heaven.
我不可不可以这样求
？Can we pray in the same manner?
你当然可以这样求，但是你背后的原因是什么
？Of course, you can ask God for this miracle, but what is the purpose?
是不是火降下来这里就很厉害？
Is it because when God, when fire comes down from heaven, this shows that you are a wonderful person?
是不是表现了自己呢？
Or you have just show off yourself?
如果是的话，动机也不纯正。
If that is the case, then your motive is not pure.
所以神啊，是看动机。
God looks at your motive.
人是看我们的作为，我们的结果，那神看动机。
People looked at your results.But it is God who looked in your heart and your motive.
所以我们无论做什么事情
，No matter what we do,
动机有没有纯正
？Is your motive pure?
如果有的话
，If not,
这是个乳香啊。
If yes, then you are frankincense.
所以四样东西加起来
，So all these four spices add up.
再加上一点盐
，And add a little bit of salt.
就变成最香的香料。
You become the most fragrant incense.
最后看回来出埃及记第三十章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 30.
三十章啊。
Chapter 30.
这里说我们看这个36到38节。
Verse 36 to verse 38. Verse 36, and you shall beat some of it very small, and put part of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I shall meet with you. It shall be for you most holy. 37, and the incense which you shall make according to its composition, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be for you, holy to the Lord. 38, whoever makes any like it to use as perfume shall be cut off from his people.
最后这个提醒就是说这个香是为神而做的。
Finally, here's a reminder that this incense is to be made for God only.
你不可以说哇我知道这个秘密哦这个四种香料混在一起就会最香我自己拿家里自己闻了。
You can't say, now I know the formula to this incense, I would mix all these four spices up and then I would use it at home for myself.
神的旧约很严厉的如果你偷偷这样自己拿在家里闻的话这不行的。
So you cannot, in the Old Testamental era, the laws of God is very strict, so you cannot mix all these spices for yourselves and to use.
今天也是一样。
Same today.
无论我们祷告
whether it's your prayer,
我们侍奉
your service,
做圣工
when you do holy work,
为什么会做呢？
Why do you do it?
可能很有成果。
Perhaps because it's effective.
可能别人会赞美。
Perhaps it's for the praises of others.
但是我们记得
but remember,
一切荣耀都要归给神的。
All glory goes to God.
这个并不是给人的。
This is not for us.
所以我们要记得。
So remember this.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help every one of us.
每个人都过着祷告的生活。
May everyone lead a life of prayer.
每一次祷告都好像香一样。
And each of your prayers like unto an incense.
神闻到很高兴，自然就成全我们了。
And when God smells it, it will be very fragrant, and of course He will listen to our prayers.
愿荣耀都归于主耶稣圣名。
May all glory be unto His holy name.
这五天来啊，我们的学员呢、也练了好几首非常好听的赞美诗，要献给神。
For the past 5 days, our students have been learning new hymns to present to God.
看到你们的孩子们呢、都非常的那个认真呢、学得很好，所以我们要请他们来为我们献诗。
Your children has been practicing very hard, so we are now asked them to present a few hymns.
那么以下的时间就交给他们了。
Thank you. Amen.
非常谢谢学龄会的学员给我们献上两首美好的诗歌。
We thank the students of the Student Spiritual Convocation for your hymnal presentation.
接下来我们一起来起立唱诗418首。
Let us sing hymn number 418.
Would you walk with the Lord?